Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Christians have just tried to pray and beg God continually and hope that He will just fix everything. Only to find out it didn't work out that way. God's not going to control our mind. He told us to do it. And Jesus gave us His peace. Right? To do it with. But if we don't control our minds, we will be perpetually unstable. Yeah, I think we will. Now, I don't know if we can. I hope so. Yeah, we will. I don't know. Unstable. I said unstable. The devil is a master at deception. And the only thing we can do, we can't try to match wits and reason with all the stuff he could bring to your mind. What we've got to do is just change the channel. Amen. Don't try to listen to two programs at once. Right? Let me give you some really good advice. Really good advice. You ever tried to talk on the phone and somebody's trying to talk to you while you're talking on the phone? How'd that work out for you? You didn't like that, did you? It upsets and bothers people. But a lot of times people make the wrong decision when they're doing that. All you got to do is decide which is the more important voice. Just because you're on the phone doesn't mean you should automatically ignore whoever's talking to you here. But you got to ascertain which is the more important voice and then pause the other one. Oh, this is going over big, isn't it? Well, I'm on the phone. Just because you're on the phone don't mean that's the most important thing in the world.
That's right. That's good.
And we live in a technological society where people are almost hardwired to their device. That if it dings, you'll see a physical response. Got to get that phone. Got to check that text. Got to. But reason I'm saying this is a problem. What that means is that you're easily distracted and that you're too easily interrupted. Now, if what was coming on the text is the most important thing right now, well, okay. But it's not going to be every time it dings that that's the most important thing. And we cannot take in all of the inputs and be stable. You will be double-minded, back and forth. A lot of people pride themselves at what multitaskers there are. But you really cannot truly multitask. Flying a jet airplane in bad weather, low approach, difficult, you would think you're multitasking because, buddy, you're scanning about 20 instruments. You're talking on the radio. You're descending. You're controlling speed. You got a lot of stuff going on. But what I have noticed, you cannot look at two gauges at the same time. So what people call multitasking is just going back and forth between things quickly. And when you look at this, you're missing something here. And when you're checking your text while you're driving down the road, ain't nobody that good. As long as nothing's really going on, you may think you're a great driver, but if something comes up and your attention is here instead of here, those split seconds you would have had are lost and gone. You might know what I'm talking about. And the reason I'm bringing these things up is because we must learn and develop discipline to shut things out, shut things off. And when I say shut them out, I mean not kinda, I mean out.
Amen.
And if you don't learn how to do that, you'll not be successful fighting the good fight of faith. Because this is how it's waged. You got to decide. Thoughts will come. We talked about this last time. Paul said the care of all the churches came on him daily. He didn't say he let them stay. He's the one that penned, "Be careful for nothing." How many believe he practiced what he preached? Well, then he didn't go around anxious and worried about churches all the time. The Lord showed him what to do. And thoughts will come. You're not going to live in this world and no thoughts and feelings come to you. They are going to come. You're going to be tempted to worry, to be anxious, to fear. But what we got to learn how to do is the moment they come, stand up on the inside and say, "No, I'm not thinking this. No, I am not dwelling on this. I'm not looking at this. I'm not thinking about this." And then have enough discipline and control in your mind that you don't do it. Now, if it comes back to you 500 times before the day's out, you resist it 500 times.
Amen.
But you don't just sit there and let it loop.
Amen.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? They said this about you. They said this. I thought they were our friend. I thought they were our friend. I thought they were our friend. That's just supposed to needle you until you're enraged.
Amen.
And we're acting a fool if we sit there and let it loop like that.
Amen.
You got to recognize it and grab a hold of it and say, "No, no, no. I'm not. This thought did not come from God.
Amen.
These feelings do not come from God.
Amen.
So I'm not letting them stay in my mind."
Amen.
Go to 2 Corinthians, please. Everybody say, "Think on these things." He gave us a list. If it's not on the list, shouldn't dwell on it. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. "Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." There's been a whole lot of talk about spiritual warfare. And some folks have gotten some strange ideas about it. But when it comes to personal spiritual conflict, this is a detailed description of how it works. Verse 5, casting down what?
Imagination.
That's thoughts. And these thoughts come with video, audio, and feelings. You talk about it, it's beyond a 3D experience. If you sit there, you can get immersed in these thoughts until you are reliving some tragic thing that happened to you over and over and over again, or some terrible thing that you're expecting is going to happen to you. You are living it in living color. Looping it. But what are we supposed to do with this? Casting. This is a strong word. It means to throw. You've got to grab it. You got to get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
Got to get a hold of yourself and say, "Quit it. Quit thinking about this. Grab it and throw it down. This is not God. The Lord didn't tell me this. This is not right. Fear, I resist you. Depression, get out of here." Come on, are you with me? We're not supposed to just sit there and let it loop. We're supposed to resist it.
Yes, sir.
And cast down these imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now what that is, that's exactly what the devil did out at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with Adam and Eve. That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians, I don't want your minds to be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You can get a word from the Lord, and the enemy will come and try to contradict it. Yeah. Don't eat of the fruit of the tree, because if you do, you'll die. And he said, no, no, you won't die. Lying devil. Well, isn't that something? He is exalting this thought over what God said. He's saying, no, what God said's wrong. The Lord told you, he's going to take care of you. You've sown, it's coming back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. He's going to meet all your needs. And the devil will come and say, no, you ain't going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Look at this. Does that look like you're going to make it? What about this? And you, I mean, these thoughts come with feelings. They are real and they can be powerful. You'll feel like you're not going to make it. And if we're not smart, what will we do? Pull the shades. Tell everybody, don't disturb me. Get out an extra box of Kleenex. Sit down in your most comfortable chair in the bed. Maybe take your eye thing and put it on. Because you know a headache's coming. And just let it loop. And feel sorry for yourself. That's how you can be destroyed. That's how everything can just completely go wrong in your life and you not get God's help. And it's sad because a lot of folks don't know the word enough. They just beg God, oh, please God, please God, please God, make this stop. Please God, make this stop. Please God, do something about this. And he told us to do something. And a lot of times if you tell people what the Lord said, they'll argue, they'll say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. If you were in this mess, you wouldn't say, just cheer up. I can't help it. I've tried. This is not true. No matter what you may be experiencing, it is possible to say, I'm not thinking about that. I am thinking about this. Hallelujah. And if I'm spiritually minded, what have I just connected myself to? Life and peace. There'll be a flow. Hallelujah. Out of God's thoughts into my heart and mind.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.